They really wanted to prepare for meeting Jesus when they die. Of course, the church welcomes their return. A few minutes in a confessional, repenting, and they are ready to participate in the sacrament of the Eucharist. And they are a member in good standing again. All rights and privileges are restored, and all sacramental aids are available to them. It all is designed to get a person to focus on the love of Christ in a fallen world. I have an acquaintance who went to confession, after years of sexual impropriety and an abortion. She was instantly healed by this powerful and amazing sacrament and came out just minutes later as a new person who is grateful to have Jesus' love. What does a typical Catholic funeral look like? When my father died, this is what happened. Some variations will take place, but his story is typical. He died in his sleep one evening. It was a heart attack. He lived with what we called the companionship of death for a decade. It was not so much a companionship, but an awareness that death was near. He kept up with church attendance and the sacraments as his health dwindled and he waited. He spoke often of dying, and he had no fear because Christ would make it all work out. In a way, he relished the mystery of it all. The Beatific Vision. Death is a mystery, and even Scripture assures us that no one has seen what our loving God has in store for us. We believe it will be wonderful. Catholic theology calls this ultimate peak experience the Beatific Vision. The Beatific Vision is the greatest ecstatic pleasure a human being can have, and it is forever. Praying for the dead. So, after he was declared dead, his body went to the Catholic mortuary. It was put on display, and people came to pay their respects and pray for his soul. In the Catholic Bible, there are 5 more books than found in the later Protestant versions. In the Catholic version, some of the missing books implore us to pray for the dead, because while he or she, the soul, is still alive, they might not be with God yet. This waiting place, or time, is what Catholics call purgatory. Often the rosary is said because 50 of the prayers ask Saint Mary, Jesus' mom, to pray for the deceased and us, now and at the hour of our death. The Rosary. Although there are many variations, a rosary typically has 70 or more prayers that are recited while meditating on the life of Jesus and his glorious ascension into heaven. This